Thank you, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden,
oh, glory,
a fight broke out.
Oh, glory.
And we kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarks, "Well, that's a shame. They in that fight. They ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's gonna tell them Jesus loves them? Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? And who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?" I'm gonna say it. Who's gonna tell him that Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night today? Somebody's gotta warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn
them. Oh, yeah, somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell them?
Jesus.
Who's gonna tell them?
Stay with me, somebody gotta warn them.
Somebody gotta tell them.
So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loves them.
Right.
They're waiting on you, they're waiting on me, they're waiting on the sun. Oh, na na na, na na na, na na na.
somebody.
Turn that night.
I hope you will tell somebody.
Turn that night.
Today.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, the 11th of September, 2022. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook. I am the founder of the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, but each and every Sunday, I am blessed to be joined by some most anointed servant leaders, hallelujah, in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Minister Gladys McGee, and of course, our beautiful and most beloved Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us, we'd like to welcome you here this morning to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and we pray that you will hear something that will lift your spirit and bless your very soul. So at this time, we are going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come and to open us in prayer. Hallelujah. Let's get this praise party started.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace just thanking you and giving you all the praise and the glory for another beautiful day you have made for us to come together in worship, prayer, and song, Heavenly Father. We lift up those who are listening all around the world to your message today. May your message touch their hearts, body, and spirit, so they will want to lead a life with you and your Son, Jesus, Heavenly Father. I lift up the messenger who will be giving the message today, Heavenly Father, that their message will be given to us, to touch us in a way that we will feel blessed and want to come to you every day in prayer, Heavenly Father. We bless the person that's going to be doing the message, as I mentioned, and also the message that you will be coming around for us to be able to feel of you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you so much for the Spirit Alive Ministry, for all that the Spirit Alive Ministry does for each and every one of us, each and every day, Heavenly Father. We thank you, and we give you all the praise and the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Beautiful.
Amen.
That's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up. Real quick.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. He's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
He's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing. All things are working for my good.
Never failing.
All things are working.
Hey,
I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good. yes they are. He's intentional, yeah, never failing. Sing that out, sing
all. All things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that. I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
For me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
And glory to God. It is now
glory.
Time for the meditational reading. And each and every week we ask the mother of our church to come and bring us a word from the Bible or from a devotional that will bless us and refuel us for the week. So now I ask that you give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank God for you. This morning, I'll be reading the 23rd Psalm from the King James Version of the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his whole and mighty word. Amen.
Listen, wherever you're sitting at right now, I just need
go down memory lane, just one good time. And I need you to think, when was the first time you ever felt the Holy Ghost? That crazy feeling that you get in your spine might be the reason for the tears in your eyes. It got you moving like never before. It's got you laying face down on the floor. So don't let nobody tell you that it ain't true. When you feel sweet presence rushing over you, where it used to be dark. So don't let nobody tell you that it ain't true. When you feel your sweet presence crushing over you, they were all on one accord and they began to speak in other tongues. And then the wind came and it filled that house where they were sitting. And they began to speak in other tongues. Hey, it's called the Holy Ghost. Woo.
Prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family. But before I go any further, I must say I am so glad to see some of my family members in the house today. Let us, as we pray, lift up Evangelist Michelle Scott, who is with us this morning. We just want you to know that we are glad. I am glad to see you in the house this morning, because you know what? We know prayer changes things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And trust that we have been praying for you, beloved sister. So this is a time when we come together and not only pray for us and our, as a family, but we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. We pray that we will reach the lost all over this world. We pray for the issues that are going on all over this world, because it's not just about our tent, It's about how we make an impact on the world around us. And Mother Mitchell brought to me last week an observation that she had, a revelation that God showed her. You know, we know that when we abide in Christ and he abides in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. But this morning, for some of you that might be saying, even me, Lord, even me, I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. Mother Mitchell wants to remind you that God pities every groan. So even if you don't have the words, fall on your knees and just moan before the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit, that Holy Ghost that that young lady just sang about, will package that all up and take it right up to the Father in a way that it will be honored and give him honor and glory and praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so right now, saints of God, I want you to bow your heart. I want you to come out your comfort zone. I want you to put yourself in somebody else's position and pray like you never prayed before. Mm-hmm. I want you to stand in agreement with the anointed apostle Zeta Flowers as we go to the Lord's throne of grace. Hallelujah. Apostle Flowers, my dear, you are on. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Well, we just praise and thank God for another day that he has kept us and watched over us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let us all go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed and our hearts. Hallelujah. As we come before our Holy King to meet the needs across the nation. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you as always with our own adoration, thanking you for who you are. And we just thank you, Lord, for your presence this morning among us and in this ministry. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that all things are working together for our good. We thank you and we praise you for it. Lord, we just lift up many victims all over the world. The crime rate has definitely gone up, and it seems to be no end. But we know you, and we know that you are God, and we know that everything is in your hands. We know that we can come to you concerning any situation, circumstance, any problems. So we lift up victims this morning, victims of crimes, all kinds of crimes, brutal crimes. We lift up victims that are suffering from natural disasters such as fires, floodings, hurricanes. We lift up those that have been affected by the wars.
Yes,
we lift up
Lord.
Those that have been affected by diseases of all kinds.
Yes,
Lord. We just give it over to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the families of all of these victims that are suffering, Lord, and that are going through it. We pray for them. We pray, Lord, that they will be comforted.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As they suffer with grief, we pray that you would send someone, hallelujah, to them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We come against all of these demonic forces.
Mm-hmm.
We come against them right now.
Yes, Lord.
We rebuke and we bind Satan and his acts.
Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. And we pray, Lord, that we loose, hallelujah, love among
yes.
your people
yes.
across the nation.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that they will feel your love. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord.
She will send forth those, Lord, hallelujah, that are willing to touch, hallelujah, and allow others to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
That you are who they need.
Yes, Lord.
In this time, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
we pray that you will touch
yes.
the unsaved all over the world.
Yes, Lord
yes.
God.
Hallelujah. Those that don't yet know you.
Yes, Lord.
Those that don't want to know you, we pray
Come
that
on.
They will have
yes,
a change
Jesus.
Of heart, a change of mind. Hallelujah. A willingness to know who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We come against family disturbances, hatred.
Yes, Lord. Bless Jesus.
And
yes.
wickedness in
yes.
all forms.
Come
in
on,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yes,
sir.
We pray, Lord, that you will touch those that are in the hospitals.
Yes,
those
Master.
That are confined. In other places, as such as jails, prisons, juvenile halls,
yes,
we pray, Lord,
Lord,
that you will bless them and that they will be ministered to.
Yes,
in the name
Lord
of
God.
Jesus.
In the
Jesus'
name,
Lord.
That
yes,
they will
Lord.
Turn towards you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That they will repent, fully repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that their lives will be changed. In the name of Jesus, we pray for financial breakthroughs.
Yes, Lord.
We
bless
pray
our
for,
family. Bless the world, Lord.
Yes,
for
in the name of Jesus. In the
yes,
name
sir.
Of Jesus. That you will bless those, Lord, that have needs.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Those that have housing needs.
Yes,
those that
Lord.
Need transportation.
Touch
those
Jesus.
That need food, those that are suffering
yes.
from
yes.
hunger, all over,
Thank
all over
you,
the world,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All over the world.
In Jesus' name, that the supply will come forth in the mighty
yes,
name of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We thank you for Evangelist Michelle Scott. We thank you,
yes,
Lord, for blessing
Lord.
Her
yes,
this
Lord.
Morning. We thank you, Lord,
yes.
that she is in
yes.
our midst. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We
thank
you for
Lord,
your hand
Lord.
Touch.
Thank
you, Lord.
We thank you for it, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Jesus.
You in Jesus' holy
yes. mm-hmm.
and righteous name.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is any sick among us,
yes, Lord, touch Jesus.
Hallelujah. We pray that you would touch
yes.
in Jesus' name. Bless those that are listening in this morning. We pray that the message
touch
will go
Jesus.
Forth,
Bless.
That the message will go out and it will touch in Jesus' name. We know your word does not come back void. So we thank you for those that will be touched. We thank you for the word this morning. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries. We lift up
Bless you, Mother. Bless
our
you,
leader.
Mother.
We lift up
Bless
Apostle
you.
Shirlene Cook. We lift up
yes.
everyone in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
All of
Bless
the leaders,
all
of those
Lord.
That are listening in.
Yes,
we pray, Lord.
Lord,
that you will meet everyone's need in
Every
Jesus'
need,
holy
Lord
and righteous
God,
name. Amen.
Yes,
and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
thank
you,
Jesus. I got the praise for you, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. So I ask that you retrieve your Bible at this time if you have not already done so. If you are listening via your computers, you can go to BibleGateway.com because today we're going right back to the book of Acts. But this time, hallelujah, we are going to be in chapter 13. And this morning we will be looking at verses 1 through 12. But before I begin, first, I want to give God honor to my Almighty God just for being my Father and being my God. And secondly, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who loved me enough to die on that cross so over 2,000 years ago. And then I want to give honor to his Holy Spirit that lives and dwells on the inside of me. And that's right after I'm going to give honor to all God's servant leaders and then to you God's elect. Good morning. God bless you. I love you. Before I start, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come this morning to your throne of grace, just asking that you completely remove me, hallelujah, and remove me from myself. Step into this body of clay, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and have his way. Because, Lord God, I want this message to be effective. I want this message to edify. I want this message to glorify, magnify you and only you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that this message will reach the lost. I pray in the name of Jesus that this message will strengthen the saved. And I pray it all in your holy and righteous name. Hallelujah, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Chapter 13.
Amen.
1 through 12 reads as follows. Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. Hallelujah. And I'll wait until I hear all the movement stops because, see, we really use our Bibles up in here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the Word of God reads as follows. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manan, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from this they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the isles unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, oh my Lord Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteous, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Ha! And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.
Amen.
There is an illustration about Jesus when he returned to heaven. It's a fictional story, and he was talking to the angel Gabriel. Shh, I'm hearing noise. He was talking to the angel Gabriel, and he asked Jesus to explain what had happened down here on earth. Gabriel asked, did they make you king? Jesus answered, no. Did they make you prince? No. Did they worship you? Most of them didn't. Well, then what happened? They crucified me. But after you rose from the dead, everyone worshiped you, right? No. So what is your plan? I left my people down there. Gabriel looked skeptical. But if they fail, what is your other plan? Jesus replied, I have no other plan. You see, saints of God, we are God's plan A, and there is no plan B. So in light of that, let me propose a truth that will help us to cooperate completely with God and his plan for us. For you see, the powerful truth for today is that God wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit so we can reach lost people and we can also win spiritual battles. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God gives us the power to work and to win, which is also the title of today's message. So now I want you to walk with me as we take a closer look at God's plan, and we're going to discuss three observations from my text. Now, if the Lord is your shepherd, then you will know and understand that God has an intentional plan to reach unreached people. Acts 13:1-6a explains this. You see, like I said, we are God's plan A. There is no plan B. And God's plan A is found clearly in Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In our text today, we can see more about God's plan to reach unreached people. You see, God gives gifts to his church. That's what Acts 13:1 declares, because it says, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, and Saul. But then we can go on down to Ephesians 4, where, you know, we can peruse on over there, where we see he also adds apostles, semicolon, evangelists, and pastors to the list of gifts. Hear me now, gifts, not titles, gifts that God has given to his church.
Yes.
Ephesians 4:11 says, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. You see, God puts people in place so that believers can grow spiritually and be equipped to do the ministry. And it should be understood that the men in verse 1 had been filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk, filled to the brim and overflowing with the Holy Spirit. So they themselves were gifts for the church. Nowhere in there does it say, you know, they were supposed to sit up pompously and be entitled and be take the place of the honor, you know, want the glory and honor of God. It says they were gifts. Hallelujah. But beyond that, they had received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they could provide a powerful ministry to those in the body of Christ. Why? Because God is a God. He is a giving God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. God is a giving God. He gave us
Jesus,
his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave. In Luke 11:13, Jesus told his disciples, your Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit to those who do what? Ask him. Hallelujah. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to be anything. All you have to do is ask. He gives the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit that we can all read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But along with the Holy Spirit comes the boldness to tell people the good news about Jesus, even in the face of danger and opposition. You see, God is a giver. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. You see, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Our God is immutable, which means he changes not. So part of God's plan to reach unreached people is to give gifts to his church. And saints, we cannot neglect these gifts, but we must stir them up. We must welcome them. We must recognize them. We must nurture them. Hallelujah. We must do everything that we can to help our brothers and sisters be all that God has called them to be. And one sure way to do that is to be in the habit of being connected to God. Why? Because God speaks to us, hear noise, when we seek him diligently. We have to be in a habit of connecting with God through prayer because he speaks when we seek him. Because the word of God says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, hallelujah. Not Saul says, not Barnabas said, but the Holy Spirit said. You see, part of God's intentional plan to reach unreached people is for us to communicate his intentions to us. I have to wonder what would have happened here if these believers had not been worshiping the Lord and fasting. Now, you know good and well, I don't really know, but I'm guessing that they may not have heard from the Lord, or at least not as clearly. If we want to be effective in cooperating with God's plan, then we need to put ourselves where in a position to hear from him on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Okay. We just can't go to the Lord and keep throwing up them SOS prayers, them 911 prayers. No, we should be going up there just sitting with him, delighting ourselves in him, seeking a word from him.
Yeah.
So what does it take to hear from God? James 4:8 says, come near to God, and he will come near to you.
Amen.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. You see, God wants to communicate with us. But we have to get close to him. We have to call on him. You know, if we want to be a part of what he's doing, then we must constantly be asking him, Lord, what is it you would have me do today. And see, we need to be doing that every day. We need to get up, setting our day with prayer, setting our day with praise, asking the Lord for our daily assignment. Because God calls each of us to a specific work. Look what the Word of God says. Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Not you have called them, but to the work I have called them. You see, God had a special task for Barnabas and Saul, which we read about in the text. We've read about this in several chapters of Acts. However, don't think that their calling was any greater than that of Simeon or Lucius or any of the other believers in Antioch. Paul himself goes to great lengths in 1 Corinthians 12 to show that even the lowliest member of the body of Christ is valuable and precious to God and vital to the church. Let me say that one more time so you can get it down in your sanctified soul. Maybe somebody needs to lay down some pride today. Maybe somebody needs to understand that there is no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 12 shows us that the lowliest member is valuable and precious to God, which makes them vital to the church.
Yes.
You know, a co-laborer shared something he had picked up along the way, which I think was very profound. He said, if God calls you to be a janitor, don't stoop to being a pastor. If God calls you to be a stay-at-home mom, don't stoop to being a business executive. Now, you may be looking at you may be thinking, now, Pastor, what are you talking about? Well, God calls each of us to a specific work. And it's good for us to recognize the validity and the worth of each one's calling. If God has called you to be a janitor, be the best janitor you can be. And he's still gonna make a way for your ministry.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. If God calls you to be a stay-at-home mom, be the best stay-at-home mom you can be. And God's gonna make a way for you to share your ministry. Why? Because God knows what he's doing. And he does everything, and I do mean everything, well. And when he will make something beautiful out of our lives. See, it's all about, it's a family thing. You understand me? Hallelujah. It's a family thing. Because God uses senders to support those who are sent. Look what it says in the Word. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. If you're wondering why you see the pastors gather around a new pastor and they lay their hands on them and they are given a charge, that is, they're doing the same thing that they did right here in Acts. Yeah. You know, they apparently prayed more for confirmation of God's call, and then they sent the two men off on their mission trip. Romans 10:13-5 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in one of whom they had not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent?
Yes.
You see, God's plan includes both senders and sent ones.
Yeah.
If the senders do not do their part, then the sent ones won't get very far. Why do we bother supporting missionaries? You know? Well, it's because they need the senders who will pray for them and help provide their ministry resources for them. I've heard missionaries right here share both stories about provision and rescue from harm that happened at the exact time God had burdened one of the senders to stop what they were doing and begin to pray. And as I've said, there are members of this very assembly that have impacted lives by being sent by God to accomplish his work someplace else. Listen to Apostle Zeta Flowers' testimony. She can tell you all how God, she can tell you how God saved her from danger. She can tell you how she went to Haiti and other places to serve God.
Amen.
See, he wants us praying and he wants us praying for and supporting those who have committed their lives to minister in a culture that is foreign to them. See, we have to keep praying and keep supporting the word of the work of the Lord. We also find that when God calls someone, he is also faithful to lead them where he wants them to go. You see, God leads those who he calls. Because look what it says. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogue. John was with them as their helper, and they traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. These verses give us a few details about their mission trip. But see, they weren't just wandering around. Oh, no. They were being led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, they had really, you know what I'm saying? They had really died to self. They had really picked up their cross. And they were really following Jesus. And they were listening to the voice of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. God will lead us if we take the time to open up our ears, get the earwax out, get the woundedness out by our heart, and we will hear what he's saying. Romans 8:14 says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God's children will follow his lead, and he is faithful to give them guidance and direction. So God does have an intentional plan to reach people who have not yet been reached. And it's up to us to get on board with what he wants to do in us and through us. It's up to us when he says, who will tell them? We need to be the one saying, I'm going to tell them. I'm ready to tell them.
Yes.
And the second observation about God's plan is this. God has enemy who will oppose his people. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and a false prophet named Jesus, Lord have mercy, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, and a proconsul, an intelligent man sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. Oh, but you see, there was some blockers named Elymas, the sorcerer. And he was trying to turn the proconsul from the faith. Hallelujah. But see, we can be sinking in sin. We can be, hallelujah, unfaithful to God. But like I said, God is faithful to us. And when we meet opposition,
yes.
God will lift us up, and he will set us in a high place. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Yeah.
Let me show you what I'm talking about. One day a farmer's donkey fell down into a well. Then the animal was down there, y'all. He was just crying pitifully for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Well, finally, the farmer decided the animal was old and the well needed to be covered up anyway. It just wasn't worth the effort to retrieve the donkey. So the farmer invited all his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed a shovel and began to shovel the dirt into the well. Now, at first, the donkey realized what was happening and he began to cry terribly. But then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, The farmer finally looked down the well and was astonished at what he saw. So you see, with every shovel of dirt that hit his back, every shovel of dirt that hit the donkey's back, the donkey was doing something completely amazing. He would shake it off and take a step up. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel the dirt on top of the animal, he would shake it off and take a step up. And pretty soon everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and he trotted on off.
And walked
fast.
Yes, Lord.
See, there are a number of ways that we can handle opposition. Oh, it's easy to get discouraged and give up, or it's easy to get angry or blow up. But if we really believe that God is in control, then we will trust him to help us get through it his way. Make no mistake about it. If you are trying to reach people with the good news about Jesus, you will face opposition. But don't be surprised by when somebody opposes you and tries to keep others from believing. Jesus said, no servant is greater than their masters. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. You don't believe me? Turn on over to John 15 and 20. So one thing we can learn from the donkey is when we get hit by a shovel full of dirt, we can shake it off and put it on under our feet and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Because when somebody opposes us because we are a follower of Jesus Christ, what we need to do is give all those emotions and that anger and that rejection to God. And he will help us and show us what to do. See, we can't operate out of our emotions or our anger. We are children of God. We have to demonstrate his attributes at all times. And the number one being love. So therefore, thanks to God, every time if somebody offends us, somebody opposes us, we got to give that all to God and keep it moving.
Yes.
Amen.
Paul's reaction may not have been called for in every situation. However, if it is called for, I'm going to ask you this question. Do we have what it takes to win in that situation? Do we understand that Yahweh is rejoicing over us? Do we understand that we are not fighting for the victory, but we are fighting from a place of victory because God gives us power and boldness, all of it we need to win. Look at Acts 13. The Holy Spirit helps us to win in spiritual opposition. Look at verse 9. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "Tut!" Look, he called a thing, saints of God. You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Then he went on and declared and decreed and showed him a little thing about how God shows up and shows everybody that he's in control. Because in verse 11 says, now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind, and for a time you will be unable to see the light of the sun. And look here. It wasn't 2 weeks from then. It wasn't a month from then. The word of God says immediately. Mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Hallelujah. See, verse 9 says, Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, not by his might, not by his means, but Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, there is nothing, and I do mean nothing, that can stop them from doing what God has told them to do.
Amen.
You know, the old pastor was trying to persuade the proconsul to reject Paul and all his talk about Jesus. But, because at that point, it was like Paul was speaking into one ear and the sorcerer was whispering in the other. Finally, that word of God, oh, hallelujah, rose up within Paul. So much so he had to get it out. It was the Holy Spirit inspired boldness that just would not tolerate the lies and the deception of the devil.
Yes.
You see, Paul put a finger in the face of that sorcerer, and he told him exactly what he was,
what he was,
and what was going to happen to him. Now, again, I wouldn't go around. I wouldn't recommend this as an evangelism, you know, strategy, however, in 2022. However, we do need to know the power that we have in the Holy Spirit. We need to stay filled with the Spirit so that we can stand
yeah.
up and win when the enemy brings opposition to the work of the Lord. This power and boldness is not about winning and or saving faith. This power is given so that others will see and know that God is real. We receive power so we can be effective witnesses to others who need to see and hear about Jesus. And that's exactly what happened to Paul. See, the Holy Spirit helps us reach those in need. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching of the Lord. He was also probably amazed by the work of the Lord. I want us to understand that the important thing to remember here is not how to confront someone who opposes us, but it's about how we respond to the Holy Spirit when he speaks directly to us.
Yes.
If we seek to live by formulas, we will be frustrated and defeated time after time after time, and it's self-inflicted. However, if we live in close relationship with the Lord and stay filled with his Holy Spirit, then he's going to show us exactly what he needs us to do in every situation. God wants us to have the power and the boldness we need in order to win spiritual battles. He also wants to empower us to win people for him who have not been reached with the good news about Jesus. The power is available to every believer, and it comes by being baptized in the Holy Spirit. As we close today, would you say that the power of God is at work in your life? Do you sense God giving you the boldness to talk about him to others? And I mean more than an occasional, you know you need Jesus. No, baby, are you bold? And are you bold enough to stand up when when people oppose you? If not, your first prayer might need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:4 tells us that the believers who were gathered were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And I'm not talking about something weird or man-made. Hear me now. I'm talking about they completely surrendered themselves to God in such a way and to such an extent that even their tongues became a tool to be used for God's glory. Hallelujah. If you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, or if it's been a long time since you feel like you've been filled, in a few moments I'm going to ask, hallelujah, one of our servant leaders to come forth and pray for you. But before we do that, I'm going to just say to you today, you need to be filled. You need to listen to the word of God. Every day we need to be saying, speak, Lord. Thy servant is listening. Every day, when we hear the call, who will tell them? Who's going to tell them? We going to tell them. We ready. We ready. We ready. And when we go out, we just not going out all willy-nilly. We going out in under the power of the Holy Ghost. We going out armored up. Hallelujah. We're going out fully equipped. Hallelujah. Because, see, we got the weapons, and the Holy Spirit will tell us what weapon to use at what time. Hallelujah. Yeah. To be effective for winning someone to his kingdom. It's not about us looking good or sounding good. It's not about us comparing and competing. It's not about us being one being holier than the other. This is not a race of competition. This is a race of salvation. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants to save everybody.
Yes.
And you should too. You heard me?
Yeah.
See, the Lord, and you should know, the Lord is singing a song of victory. Right now, every time we open up our mouth and tell somebody about Jesus, Father God himself smiles. He gets to rejoicing. And then I just want to ask you this morning, if you know God is real and God never fails and God has called you, hallelujah, to a work. And he is singing a song of victory over your life. All you can do, beloved, is win. Because God himself is rejoicing. And God himself takes away all fear. God, here by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, by God's Spirit, we will know how to navigate through any situation. Why? Because he has called us to do just that. Hallelujah. So right now I'm going to ask our beloved Pastor Vanessa Carver. This is a very important message because we've got to know we got the power.
Yes.
And I mean, we've got to know that we've got the power. And I'm not saying that in a braggadocious, boastful way. We got to know we've got the power because God himself has given it to us.
Amen.
To reach the lost, to serve the lost, to edify one another, to be a village, to love one another as he has first loved us, so everybody know we his disciples.
Yes.
See, God's disciples don't be bickering and backbiting and infighting. That don't show you that we God's disciples, thanks.
That's right. Amen.
So right now I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa to come forth and to pray as the Holy Ghost leads. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Apostle Cook, I just thank you, Lord, today for this message. It's a powerful message. It's a message that is really vibrating spiritually. There's so many things that were said. There's so many things, Father God, that we let our hearts attend to your word as we continue to feed off of this, not just for this week, but I think this is a message that will preach every day of the year. Every day of the year because of so many nuggets here. And I just thank you, Lord, today for pouring into Apostle Cook so she can pour into us so that we can pour into others. And right now, Father God, I just pray right now today that we remember that there is no plan B, that the plan is your word, and that as we sit with you in your word, that we begin to open up our hearts to be in communion with you, to be in relationship with you, that that's
Lord.
A diligence. That's a diligence, and that is our reasonable service. And I thank you, Lord, today that we allow you to speak to us and know how to how to respond to you, how to interact. Some of us may not know. Some of us are maybe comparing some other season with the other season. How do we respond based on what we say, what we do, how we open up our hearts to you and let you begin to work and reveal and expose things in our hearts and in our soul areas that need some work. I thank you, Lord, today that we don't get used to and create this appetite for SOS prayers and 911 prayers, that we're missing the target every time we do pray, that we just pray them because we're checking a box and there's no connection and there's no, we're detached emotionally to you and it's all religion. So remove that for our heart and help us to walk away from that and not be emotionally attached to tradition that doesn't work. I also pray, Lord, today that we learn to rest. A lot of times, Father God, I believe when we begin to read the word and know that it is active and alive the moment that we read it on paper, that even the rhema and the logos and everything that as it pertains to your word will begin to come alive. We'll be able to see the manifestation of the power in our lives and in those who we pray for and those who we interact with on a daily basis. And we will become, I believe, Lord, that you're cultivating sensitivity for when we are going out, as Apostle Cook has said, that we say, what am I supposed to be doing today? And who am I supposed to get my attention? Holy Spirit will get our attention.
Yes, he will.
That we respond, that there will be a response, that there will be action, that we will be laced with your love and not about pride and not about things that we do in our own strength. And that we begin to draw these people to you, draw the lost. I truly believe, Father God, today that there are many in the body of Christ that we have your spirit. We're not submitting, but there are those that are lost in the house. We need you, Lord, today in the body. We need you desperately. And I pray, Lord, and I thank you for those who are crying out for you, that you continue to strengthen and refresh them. And that we look to purpose, your purpose, not our own purpose, not purpose on social media or something else or whatever, but that we be inspired by the things that you have told us to do. And many of us, it's been something he said a long time ago. And I thank you, Lord, today that you redirect us to your purpose again and refresh us. But I also thank you, and I know you're a God that breaks things down so that we can do them and apply them in our lives in a practical way.
Yes, Lord.
We don't need permission from others, but we need to know, Lord, that we go forth in victory no matter what we do. I thank you, Lord, today for allowing the woman of God to talk about how we, when we don't choose your will, that we're stepping down. That was powerful. That was so powerful because we don't get it. I thank you, Lord, today that we begin to get it and we begin to be humble and vulnerable before you, Lord, today, knowing that you give us everything we need to do things exactly the way you tell us to do. You don't make it hard. We make it hard. I thank you, Lord, today for new levels of submission, vulnerability, and humility before you, Lord. You have many things that you're still imparting to us. You have many things that you're still teaching to us so that we can give it to others, so that we're never empty and that we're never half full either. As long as we don't do things in our own strength. Thank you for your peace, your love, and I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for more unity, that we see it, Lord, and that we're not afraid to speak the gospel, that we're not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially these days. That we stand up and be bold and do it your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. That was absolutely beautiful, Pastor, and powerful. Hallelujah. Now, at this time, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, I have some mighty good news for you. Because here at the Spirit Alive Network, Praise and Worship Experience, we are bold for the Lord. It is our fervent prayer that everyone within the sound of our voice would boldly come into a relationship, not a church, not a religion, but a relationship with the Most High God through your confession of faith in Christ Jesus. And at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Gladys McGee to come forth and lead you in that invitation unto that relationship. Minister McGee, come on in the room. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Giving God all praise, honor, and glory. Just thanking him for today. Lord, thanking him for who he is. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that someone else have this feeling of gratitude in their heart and is willing to sacrifice the old them and become new in your love.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm just asking, Lord, that you will bless someone on today, Father God, Lord, follow you, Father God, Lord, and to be at peace, at one with you, Father God, Lord. Lord, is there anyone that is willing to sacrifice, to give up themselves for
Come
you?
Come on now.
Not knowing. And it's very easy.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
You into Jesus. Their life, Father God, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, and say simple word, Father God, Lord. And believing, if they believe in their hearts that you died and rose on the third day, and that you are a living God, that they should be saved, Father God, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
If you repeat after me, Father God, I am a sinner. I have sinned. I have fallen short of your word, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking that you forgive me of all sins, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God, Lord, and that you would guide me into a place of righteousness. Father, I ask that you come into my heart, come into my life, Father God, Lord. Take full control, Father God, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that you were sacrificed on that cross, Father God, Lord, for my sins, Father God, Lord, and that you rose on that third day, Father God, Lord, with all power, Father God, Lord.
Yeah.
I do believe, Lord, that I am saved by your strength, Father God, Lord, and I thank you, Lord.
Thank
I
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, for
thank you, Lord.
Me into
Hallelujah.
Your kingdom. Now, if you believe that and you said that prayer, you are saved. It's just that
simple. Yes, you are.
It's just that simple. To ask him to come into your life and be willing to do the works of his kingdom.
Yes.
I thank you. I thank you. In his name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, hallelujah. You said that prayer with Minister Gladys. We want to be one some of the first to welcome you to the family of God. We also pray that you would find yourself a Christ-centered, Christ-teaching church where the people are loving and they will truly build you up. And we also pray that you will study to show yourselves approved, because God is going to ask you, who do you say I am? And we want you to know exactly who he is. So at this time, I'm going to ask Bishop Lester Carver, hallelujah, we do have a fivefold ministry here. Bishop, would you please come and pray for our new converts? We got time. Come on, I'm under the anointing of the Holy Spirit this morning. Come on in, Bishop.
Good morning, Apostle Cook.
Morning.
I just want to thank God for how he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins on the cross, and for how he raised him from the dead and sent him and seated him at his right hand, and then sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, so that we could have Christ in us and we could go forth and draw others to the kingdom. I thank you for all of those that you have called before the foundations of the world to come to you, to be your children. Heavenly Father, we go before you today just thanking you for those souls that were drawn to you today as a result of the message and the word that went forth, God. We thank you for you being the one who has the ability to put the desire for us to come to you within
Lord,
us.
Thank you. Bonded
to that call today, God. Father, we thank you for your word that's gone forth that will change their life.
Glory to God.
In these people that will allow them to receive the payment for their sins in the form of the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, that covered all of their sins, past, present, and future, God. Father, I thank you for these people just receiving all that you made available to them so that they can be forgiven, so that they can be empowered to come boldly before your throne yes, grace Jesus. And mercy to help in the time of need so that they can draw others to you, so that they can live a more than abundant life, God. Father, allow
yes,
them
Lord,
to
God. Yes.
Now, God, allow them to dwell within your love right now, God. Father,
yes,
allow them
Jesus.
To know that your relationship with them is real, and allow them to know that that is the most valuable thing to them, and that their soul is a valuable thing. Father, I thank you for them, you just drawing them closer and closer and closer to you. Father, I thank you for you allowing them to make themselves available to your heart for them in your word, God. Give them the desire to study your word, God. Give them the desire to pray to you, God. Father, give them the desire
Lord.
To fellowship with like-minded believers, God. Give them the desire and the wisdom to learn how to fast and how to pray. And, Father, to allow with them to become the most valuable thing that they have, God. Father, I thank you for you just introducing them to like-minded believers who are going to be able to share their love, your love with them, so that they can really know how to use the power that they have received today as a result of them submitting themselves to you.
Yes,
Lord
God.
Thank
you,
Lord God. Father, I thank you for all of this becoming a functional reality in their life and for their spiritual life being energized today so that you can get all the glory from them today and they may receive all of the benefits from being your child today. I thank you for all this. And in your son Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, Bishop, and amen. Now, if you are sitting in our sanctuary or our chat room, we do have some we have a little time left. Hallelujah. And if you would like to add your praise, hallelujah, add your voice of praise at this time, if you would press your 1, I will acknowledge you by, if you're in the studio or the sanctuary, I will acknowledge you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, but we would be remiss if we did not have a word from our beloved Evangelist Michelle Scott. We have truly missed her, but we have not forgotten her. We have been praying for her. We have been praying for her family. So Evangelist Scott, it is so beautiful to see you here this morning and know that you're here. Why don't you come forth and have a word, beloved?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope y'all can hear me. My system is kind of messed up. But I just want to say I thank God for the word. I thank God for the ministry. I thank God for your prayer. And I just want to say thank you so much for that message and just for reminding us that oppositions will come in our lives.
We
love God and we serve him. We're still going to have oppositions in our lives, but the key is we have to stay firm in our belief and not never let God's hand go. We'll have good times, we'll have bad times, we'll have good health, we'll have bad health, but God is going to be there with us through it all. He never leaves us. He's always there. And I just thank God for each and every last one of you and for all of the new converts. God bless you. And even those who return back to the family, God bless you as well. And let's continue to love and serve God in love and uplift each other. Thank you so much.
Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to thank each and every person that took time out of your busy schedule to come sit in the sanctuary or sit in the chat room and praise the Lord along with us. We want you to know that we care about you here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience and on the Spirit Alive Network, period. We have not been called to judge, but we have been called to love. We have not been called to be served, but we have been called to serve. And we welcome your voices. We welcome your participation. And we just want you to know that we love you. And we're always, I'm always glad to see you. And I know the rest of the saints would be glad to hear from you. Hallelujah. If there be nothing else, now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. And on behalf of myself, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Minister Gladys McGee, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and our beautiful Apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers, we want to bid you a blessed week, a safe week, and we invite you to continue to listen to us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow, please join Bishop Lester Carver and Pastor Vanessa Carver as they bring you God's great love for us. And then Bishop Carver will, hey, keep it going, keep the momentum up, keep the spirit up with his Tuesday night teachings. Glory to God. And this Wednesday, we have a very special program called Daughters of Naomi, because we want our young sisters to understand that our children are gifts from God. They are not a check, they are not a chain, and they're not a pawn. So we just pray that you continue to walk with us here and that you will hear something that will bless your soul. Hallelujah. So I just want you to know we love you. We want you to go in peace. Hallelujah. And it is our fervent prayer from our household to yours, that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. God bless you, and have a glorious week in the Lord. You were awesome, family. I love you. So good to see you, Michelle. I love you, precious. Amen. Yes. Glory
love
to God.
Michelle.
Amen.
Amen. Have
Amen.
A blessed day, everybody.
Love you all.
God bless you. Bye. See you tomorrow, Bishop.